Chapter 19, Without Excuse.
It is a heaven-appointed plan that men should return to the Lord his own. And this is so plainly stated that men and women have no excuse for misunderstanding or evading the duties and responsibilities God has laid upon them. Those who claim that they cannot see this to be their duty reveal to the heavenly universe, to the church, and to the world that they do not want to see this plainly stated requirement. They think that by following the Lord's plan, they would detract from their own possessions. In the covetousness of their selfish souls, they desire to have the whole capital, both principal and interest, to use for their own benefit. God lays his hand upon all man's possessions, saying, I am the owner of the universe, and these goods are mine. The tithe you have withheld, I reserve for the support of my servants in their work of opening the scriptures to those who are in the regions of darkness, who do not understand my law. In using my reserve fund to gratify your own desires, you have robbed souls of the light which I made provision for them to receive. You have had opportunity to show loyalty to me, but you have not done this. You have robbed me. You have stolen my reserve fund. Malachi 3:9 says, Ye are cursed with a curse.